It feels really good to witness a miracle. Miracles are cool. They are very interesting. It's one of the reasons people travel far and wide to go to pilgrimage centers, to Lourdes, to Fatima, to the Holy City, and places where people have over the years received miracles. I imagine that some of us have been to these places and you have stories of great things God has done for you. Listening to the gospel of today about the healing of the woman with the issue of blood and then the raising of Jairus' daughter, one cannot but admire God all the more. God is good. God, you are sweet. God, you are amazing. Today, we are going to witness a miracle, and I hope you are ready for this miracle of the Holy Eucharist. So we are never short of miracles. God uses miracles to announce his presence. So during this miracle, I pray that we will be filled with the glory of God through the miracle of the Holy Eucharist. When an unworthy me, we proclaim the same words that Jesus proclaimed at the Last Supper, and then bread we change into his body, and the wine we change into his blood. To God be the glory. Dear friends, more than the miracles of God, I find the response of Jesus or the statements of Jesus in the gospel of today more interesting. Why Jesus was on the way to Jairus' house and he met this woman with the issue of blood and she touched the garments of Jesus and received her healing. I find it interesting that Jesus would ask this shocking question, who touched me? This surprising question, who touched me? And the disciples were like, are you serious? People are around you touching you, and you are saying, you are asking, who touched you? That's quite interesting that Jesus would ask such surprising question. And then when he was at Jairus' house and they brought the news that the daughter of Jairus is dead and that Jairus should no longer bother the teacher, he should let the teacher be, Jesus came to them and told them, the little girl is asleep. Another surprising statement. And of course, the people laughed at him. You are not serious. You must be a joker. She is dead. We confirmed her dead. Dear friends, there is something about God that God is full of surprises. God can really shock us. These surprising statements of Jesus Christ, they build up to a surprising thing God wants to do in our lives. In fact, in the life of Jairus and the woman with the issue of blood, after this surprising statement, Jesus went ahead to show, I want to be with you, not just to give you this miracle, not just to heal you, not just to raise your daughter, not just to heal your daughter. I want to dwell with you. That is a surprise. Jesus called this woman daughter, showing that I want to have an intimate relationship with you. You are my child. I am your father. I am your creator. And then, to Jairus and his family, he showed that he wants to be with them in their grief. And he brought so much joy and amazement into their lives when they witnessed the power of coming back to life that moved from him to this little girl. Dear friends, I am sure that we have had moments of surprises from God in our lives. And they are good. Moments of miracles, when they come, it's as if God is telling us, I am here, I see you, I care for you. When great things happen to us, when surprising things happen to us, people say, so God sees me. We are full of, you know, happiness. And those who don't believe in God, they say, the universe sees me. The universe understands me. The universe knows what I need. Dear friends, whenever God surprises us, let us not stop at that instance of what we have received from him, because there is more. He wants to take us to a better place, a better state. As we expect his miracles in our lives, they will come. But they are coming to introduce us to the fact that God wants to enter into a relationship with us. And the understanding of this changes everything for us, even the way we pray. If we understand that God wants to have a relationship with God, with us, that he's seeking us for partnership, for companionship, for intimate relationship, it will change the way we even pray. We are no longer going to pray out of a sense of duty. Well, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Christian, I have to pray, or I need something from God, I have to pray. But you are going to pray because I'm going to talk with a friend, with my father, with someone who loves me, with someone who cares for me. It changes everything for us, and it gives us a lot of hope. Even death, when we are in this intimate relationship with God, we realize that death cannot be the end, because God is taking us to someplace greater. And that's why the first reading of today says that death does not come from God, that God has created us to be imperishable, to be with him forever. So, dear friends, never settle for less. Aim higher. Remain in that close relationship with God, and be sure that he will make your life joyful and full of peace. Peace be with you.